Donald Rumsfeld served as the 13th and 21st U.S. Secretary of Defense. During his decades in government and the business world, he became known for Rumsfeld's Rules. That's the title of his new book, published by Broadside Books. Joining us now from Washington is Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Mr. Secretary, it's an honor to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. It's good to be with you.
When President Ford asked you to compile all these rules, did you have any idea they would become kind of a phenomenon?
No idea in the world. My mom was a school teacher, and I started collecting words and then ideas and thoughts and rules and anecdotes as a youngster. And one day I was in the Oval Office when President Ford was just coming into office, and I said something, and he said, "Well, my goodness, what's that?" And I said, "Well, I collect those kinds of thoughts." And he said, "Well, show me." So I had them all typed up, and he said, "Well, they're terrific. Let's send them to all the senior staff in the White House." And after that, newspapers picked them up, and they kind of just had a life of their own.
And you've got them in the back, unabridged.
Indeed, yeah. And there's, I think, over 380 of them now. I'm still collecting them. I still carry a 3x5 card in my coat pocket every day. And if I hear or see something that I think is worth thinking about, I write it down. And then if I like it a lot, I'll add it. The last rule after 380-some-odd rules is, if you have rules, never have more than 10.
Very interesting advice. Now, your rules and advice are good for people at any level. You don't have to be the Secretary of Defense or a Fortune 500 CEO. You can be just an everyday person. These are some good lessons for everybody, I think.
Well, they are. In fact, they're thoughts about having meetings, whether you're chairing the meeting or a participant in the meeting, and about interviewing and writing resumes and the various things that all of us go through at some point in our life. And there are many things are applicable in government as well as in business. And, of course, I spent over 20 years in business, so I like business and I'm interested in it, and a lot of the rules relate to business.
The first consideration about meetings is whether to call one at all. Amen.
That's for sure. You know, you can get in a rhythm of doing it whether you need it or not, and it's discouraging. And people really do feel that a lot of time is wasted in meetings. Of course, I still use my stand-up desk, and that tends to keep meetings fairly short if that's your goal.
And that's a very admirable goal, because meetings just tend to go on, and you know, you should get in there, get to the agenda, get it over with, and get on to the next thing.
That's true. One of the rules in there is, if somebody's quiet in a meeting, is to kind of keep your eye on it and try to draw them out, because people may very well have something important to say or want to comment on something that's missing. A lot of people can improve what they see or what exists, but very few people see really what's missing and isn't even mentioned or discussed at all. And that's a valuable thing to have somebody mention it and get it up on the table.
You can learn more about Rumsfeld's rules at rumsfeld.com. Let me spell that, R-U-M-S-F-E-L-D, rumsfeld.com. And we'll have more next time with Secretary Rumsfeld. Paul Ladd reporting.